Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
I don't really want to do like the typical, I am speaking with Kate Maroltz. Kate, tell me what you do. I kind of just want to shoot the shit with you and hear how things are going with you and like kind of reminisce a little about what's happened before that's brought you to this point and, you know, just kind of keep things easy breezy. So I guess the first question I want to ask you is like, I guess it's not really a question. It's more of like, you know, kind of take me back to the time when, you know, before you and I started working together, before you started getting really serious about your sexual liberation journey, where were you? What was your life like?
Yeah. Because we started working together like a little over 2 years ago. So about 2.5 years ago, I was living in Denver in Colorado, and I was teaching yoga and fitness classes full time, and my life was pretty much like at the gym. And it was also this like knowing that I wanted to create something more, and I thought that like an online business was the way to do it. And I also felt like I was very just kind of like, you know, going about my day, but and like enjoying myself, but not really, like I felt like there was something missing from my life. And I didn't really know what it was, but it felt like this like old part of me, like that I used to have when I was younger, this like fierceness, this like wildness, this like excited, like I think when I came to you, I was like, I want to be a warrior woman. How do I do that?
Yeah, I remember that.
The words that I used. And it was, I felt like I was very strong in my body and I was very strong in my mind, but I felt like my heart needed a little bit of work.
I mean, so you were in this place of like not really knowing where you were, like or not really knowing what you wanted, like not being able to pinpoint that specifically, but like you knew that you hungered for more. So like what tipped you over the edge to seek to make a priority starting and like putting, you know, some precedence and some importance on beginning this journey of knowing yourself and coming home to yourself?
There were a couple of different things. I had been doing a couple of different like yoga workshops, and a lot of them had touched upon tantra and sexuality, but nothing had ever really like gone there. It was more just a, here's an over level, like a high level view of what all this stuff is. And there was a part of me that just knew that I want to know that. I want to study that. I want to know what that's about. I want to feel that. And just this sense that like we could experience like bliss and pleasure all the time. It was like, I knew that that was possible, but I had no idea how it was possible. And I had been in a place of not disordered eating, but definitely very like obsessive about my food and to varying degrees for a lot of my life. And I was really having these awarenesses on my yoga mat, like how much I was trying to control my body. And I knew somewhere that there was like there was a connection there between my fear of lack of control and my enjoyment of sex and my opening into love and opening into being like actually seen as a woman and not just as like one of the guys. So all that kind of came together in this moment of, it was like, I knew there was something coming. And then when you were that you were putting up your coach, I said, oh my God, that's it. I just knew, I knew that I needed that, even though I had no idea what I was getting myself into.
Yeah. And I bet that was like kind of scary for you too, right? Like not really knowing what to expect, but you're just kind of going on this, like, this impulse, something in your body said, yes, this is what I want. Like, I imagine that kind of going, especially if you have had kind of a, you know, tumultuous or disconnected relationship with your body in some instances, like being able to trust that this impulse, this voice saying like, this is what you need was actually true for you. I imagine that that was like challenging.
Yeah. And it's so fascinating now to like look back to that, because that's how I live my life now. It's like, I ask my body, well, what do you think? And then it tells me, I go with it. But at that time, that was such a foreign concept to me. I knew how to trust my body in the sense that I knew, like, if I was going to kick up into a handstand, I was going to be fine. But trusting, like, those little urges and the instinct and the intuition that I had, I'd spent my whole life either being told I was wrong or just suppressing it so that nobody would have to tell me that I was wrong. But there was, like, this part of me that was just like, no, I need that. I want that. I don't want to, like... I had been saying for years, and I meant it mostly. I'd been saying like, I don't want to date anybody right now. I don't want to deal with that because right now I'm dating me. And it got to the point where dating me meant not putting off my sexual desires anymore.
And so when you stopped putting off your sexual desires, what happened for you? Like what started to come up to the surface for you?
Oh my gosh, so many things. Definitely realizing that I felt some shame around masturbation and, you know, being with myself in a sexual relationship. And I thought I was totally cool with all that, you know, like, yeah, it's cool. I'm a modern woman. But then realizing that I had definitely been feeling like I was wrong for having such a high sex drive and for thinking about sex all the time and wanting. And like wanting to experience sex both with myself and with other people without it having to be this whole big thing of like, well, what does this mean? What are we? What is happening? And but also not wanting it to just be like a one night stand because I was drunk, that sort of thing. How do I didn't know where the balance was. I didn't know what that was. And when I started to say yes to my sexual desires and like what my body's urges were, it wasn't even just sex related. It was just noticing how many different areas of my life that I shut down, giving my body joy, because I had always been of the belief that there was something wrong with my body and I needed to fix her and like control her instead of actually allowing her to be in openness and be in things that allow her to feel good. Like even working out, even teaching classes, I would always like be that, I would always, you know, like push the extra thing and like go a little bit further because like that pain feeling was more familiar to me than pleasure.
Yeah. I feel like that's something that a lot of women can relate to. And I know that when you and I were doing work together, one of the things that really came up for me was like just watching you blossom into your own unique sexuality was such a gift. But also like finding those ways around these really hard issues of shame, of even like latching onto some stories that weren't even yours in the sense that like you chose them, but rather they were like bestowed upon you by, you know, God knows who, society or whatever. Can you give me an idea of what those old stories were for you? Like your old sexual stories?
Yeah, absolutely. And they're definitely, so when it's a lot of it's tied into, and I'll circle back to sex specifically, but a lot of it was tied into what my idea of what it meant to be a woman and my idea of what the word feminine meant. And because when I, like, you know, I was like, I want to be a warrior woman. I want to be powerful. I want to be strong. I want to be all these things. And then you're like, what? You asked me, what's your relationship with femininity? And I was like, ugh. What? Don't use that word around me. Was because, like, that idea, like, I had thought, like, I don't know if it was given to me or if I had picked it up, but that being feminine meant being weak or being small or being, you know, less smart, less talented, less worthy. And that was totally tied into my sexual experience, because I always felt like sex was something that was, it was like kind of a secret. It was behind closed doors. Like everywhere else in my life, I was like one of the guys and I was like an equal and all this stuff. And then I was somehow a woman because I had the right body parts when it came to having sex. And that was like, it's been definitely a journey for me, not only to like change how I feel about the word feminine or femininity, but to like really explore what that means and embrace what that means. Because back in those, like, you know, talking about tantra and yoga, like the divine feminine, the divine masculine, like when I would hear those things, I would kind of sit up and lean forward, like, what is that? I'm really curious about that. I don't know what that means. But then, and then going into my life and being like, I don't even feel like I am seen as a woman at all. And I didn't know how to do that and also feel like I was safe. And that was really played into like sexual desires and how I basically would shut that down because I didn't know how to express myself in a way where I felt seen and heard in the way that I wanted to be seen and heard. And I didn't even know that at the time. It was just easier to just shut it all down.
I'm curious about, like, you know, I mean, obviously, and we're going to talk a little bit about like where you are now and, you know, after having done this work and spend so much time uncovering who you are as a sexual woman. I absolutely want to talk about that. But I'm curious about the process that happened from, you know, you started here in this place of feeling disconnected, having, you know, issues with shame around sex and masturbation and not even really feeling like you knew who you were as a woman, to being like, okay, so I'm kind of getting my bearings. Like, I think I can see light at the end of the tunnel. I think I'm finally blossoming into who I am. And I'm curious about like what kind of things needed to be released for you in order for you to kind of get to that, I see light at the end of the tunnel. Because I know that like when you're in the midst of this work, and I'm speaking personally because I've absolutely been there too, but it, like, you can feel like you're just like sitting in sludge, like you're not moving, no progress is being made because all of it just feels so shitty. And like, you know, shame is a really hard thing to kind of kick off. And so I'm just curious about, you know, I mean, obviously it wasn't this one quick working progress. And I think I can speak for you when I say like you are still continuing to do this work. Like you haven't totally hit a destination, you know? But I also know that like you've come a long way, and I just want to know like what sort of things within that process did you have to release in order to see that light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, it's such a great question. So many things just came to my mind. The one that like feels like it's really wanting to be talked about though is like around masturbation and fantasies, because that was an area that like that was definitely a secret area, you know, of life, of like, oh yeah, you can do that, but you can't talk about it with anybody. Or if it's talked about, it's like mentioned, but it's never really fully expressed. Like, here's what I do, here's what I think about, here's what turns me on. Like, that was never a conversation that, at least in my world, was on the table at any point. And so one of the things that I know that I had felt I was feeling badly about was that, and we talked about this in one of our early calls, was that, you know, kind of like food or Netflix, I would use masturbating as a way of procrastinating or like I was overwhelmed. And so I was like, well, this feels more fun, you know.
It should, you know.
And I felt like there was a part of the perfectionist in me, like this like dying perfectionist in me was like, you're wrong for doing this because you're not pushing through and doing this stuff. And we had a really beautiful conversation, I remember, about how that actually, like, you know, masturbating, like self-pleasuring, it can actually be like a way of grounding yourself. And that, like, because I was like literally touching my root, literally touching my core and bringing myself out of my head into my body, rooting down. And that, while that doesn't mean that, like everything else, that like I should keep procrastinating and resisting everything, but there was something there about like, about that grounding aspect and the coming into my body aspect that actually could be celebrated. And that was a really, really different perspective for me.
Yeah, you know, I was just reminded of our work together, like, and I remember talking to you about this and how, and I saw that a lot when we were working together, like how these like perspective shifts were huge. I mean, whether or not you went forward with them fully, but just having a different perspective on something really, I don't know, it seemed to like give you freedom to move around a little bit more with it. You know, like it wasn't so rigid, like it has to be this or that, but it could be like, okay, it could be this and that, or, you know, or it could be a totally different hybrid of that. And so perspective, I think, like shifting that perspective was huge for you in terms of like knowing that you could choose, that you have a choice to have the kind of sexual relationship, to kind of have the intimate relationship that you want with your body, with sex, with masturbation, with whatever. And I really feel like perspective played a huge role in that for you.
Definitely. And like perspective, like that same kind of perspective when it came to like, what does it mean to be a woman? What does it mean to be feminine? Like, I honestly like didn't realize at the time that like I really could be both like strong and powerful and feminine and delicate. Like I could be sensitive and powerful. Like those two words to me didn't belong together before we started our work together. I didn't know that was a possibility.
Beautiful. So now that you've like come to this place where you can have both and, where you can be sensitive and powerful, where you can be soft and a force to be reckoned with, like what things have changed for your, like in your life because of that?
Oh my gosh, what hasn't changed? That's probably a question. A huge thing that started to shift for me was my ability to set boundaries that actually were really nurturing for me, both in like just friendships and work and everything that I was doing. Like I was able to be sensitive and like it was okay for me to like change my mind about things and have that boundary of like, I'm taking care of myself. This is me being powerful. Is like, sometimes it was, that's definitely the first thing that came to mind. Not even sexually, although that has come into play as well, but just who I choose to show up as in like, here's when I'm available, here's when I'm not. I might change my mind today, and that has nothing to do with my worth, you know, things like that. And that, wow, yeah, that's, it's amazing how, I don't take it for granted now, but it's become so much a part of who I'm being that it's, wow, that's wild to look back on that.
Yeah.
Like I used to try and be everything for everybody and do everything for anybody who needed help because I thought that that's what I was supposed to do and that was how I was going to prove myself. And I feel like the exploration into my femininity and my sexuality and like that ability to be both really like needing care and being in my, like in that power space, it's like, I realized I didn't like through this work, it's like been an undoing of that. It's like I can be me and me might shift at any given moment. And the people that are in my life now respect that because I respect that.
Yeah. The word that's coming up for me is allowing, like you've given yourself permission and you can now just allow things to unfold the way that they need to unfold. You can allow like who you are to blossom in the way that you need to blossom.
Yeah. Yeah. Allowing was not a thing before.
Yeah. So things have shifted. Everything's changed. I'm wondering how the sex is for you. Like, I want to ask that to everyone on the face of this planet, but particularly to my previous clients who I've worked with. Like, I really want to know, like, how was the sex before and how is it now that you've done all of this amazing work on yourself and you've come home to your body and you've made peace with your divine feminine nature? Like, I'm so curious.
Yeah, well, sex before always felt kind of like a performance. Like I knew I wanted it, but then when I would get into any sort of sexual situation with somebody, I'm not specifically this moment for somebody with somebody else, it would be like, okay, I am going to be in my head the whole time. I'm going to make sure that I'm pleasing you. Like, once that's over, then it's over. It was never really about me, because that freaked me out. Because I wasn't present in my own body, I wasn't able to let somebody else really be present with my body. But then with our work together, it's interesting because for a while I actually didn't really have sex with other people because I was really connecting in with myself. There were definitely some emotional fucking situations rather than physical fucking situations, but... But those didn't actually lead to it wasn't like the physical act of sex. I felt like my emotions were having sex with people. And that's just as important, I feel. But now it's like over the past year and especially recently, like sex has become a totally different experience because it's not always. Sometimes it's just about like, yeah, I just want to get off. But most of the time it's like, yes, Let's explore. Let's have fun. Let's play. Like, it's become so playful for me. Let's just be here and see what happens. I'm not thinking about, like, you know, if I have a roll in my belly or, like, if my body looks awkward in this situation because, like, I'm so in my body and we're so in tune that those thoughts never cross my mind anymore. Whereas, like, I used to fall asleep with, like, ex-boyfriends, like, sucking in my stomach until he fell asleep. And now it's like, don't even think about that stuff. And like, the sex is so, it's like so present. Like, I had never was able to keep my eyes open during sex before. And now it's like, I can have those moments of like staring into somebody's eyes while having sex. And it feels like, it's like emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally, like we're right there. And that is so fun.
I love that you say that it's fun because, like, it's also very vulnerable, you know? Yeah. And I know that when I'm in session with other women and they're saying, like, I can't open my eyes when I'm having sex with people. I mean, it's because there's so much vulnerability in that that they can't, I mean, it just feels too scary. But at least what I'm hearing from you is that, like, yes, it's vulnerable, and yes, it's kind of scary, but it's also really amazing. It's also really fun.
Yeah, like, totally vulnerable. It's not like, it's not like, oh yeah, it's just super great, and I never have to worry about being seen on all those levels ever again, because that shows up all the time. But it's like, it's fun to be in that space where vulnerability, it doesn't equal scary all the time. Sometimes it just means, like, I'm here with you. And I feel like that combination of power and sensitivity is so, it's so beautiful there, because it's like, I am totally embodied and empowered to be who I need to be and to say what I need to say and put up the boundaries I need to put up. And I can be like really open and surrendered to sensation, to emotion, to feeling. And also the men, especially the one that I'm with now, who's like shown up in my life, like the quality of men who have shown up since I've started on this path has risen dramatically. And so that we're both right there with each other, and it's not just me, it's both of us.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm so happy to hear that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's doing the work. Like, that's how it shows up, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's the thing, you know, like, this journey of sexual liberation, of being content in who you are, it's a constant thing. And it becomes even more beautiful when you can share that with someone else. And I really like to reiterate that over and over with people who are like, yeah, so after a certain amount of time, everything's going to be fixed. And, you know, and I mean, in some cases that can be true. But for the most part, what I've seen is that it's a journey. It's a path made by walking. And it's a path that you get to invite other people on, like your lovers and your friends and your girlfriends. This is a journey that touches other people as well, because they can see the changes in you. I want to know what you would say, what advice you would give, or what words of wisdom you would lend to your past self, who you were 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago. What would you say to her?
I would tell her that she's doing it exactly right, and that, like, when it feels like it's getting worse, that's because it's just, like, as you become more aware of and more present to what isn't working in your life, some of it's going to fall apart. And that's actually okay, because it's happening in that way, and it's taking the exact amount of time that it needs for you to receive what it is that you're really looking for. And I would tell her to just keep going and to, like, enjoy it as much as possible along the way. All of it. Good, bad, right, wrong, whatever you want to judge it as. Like, let it all be a part of it, and know that your worthiness isn't dependent on your actions or your choices or your thoughts. It's really just you playing along with the game that you chose to play.
So my last question that I'd like to ask, I'm really curious about who you are as a sexually liberated woman. What makes you you as a sexual, sensual, juicy, playful, kick-ass, sensitive, soft warrior goddess?
Ooh, all those words made me go, yeah! That is awesome. Oh, wow. Who am I? I am, besides just feeling like me, which is like really intangible sounding, like I feel like I wake up and I feel like myself. I don't feel like I have to like like be in a certain situation or like, you know, like I feel like in the past I used to like, when I was around certain people or having certain experiences, I was like, oh, now I feel like me. And now I feel like me all the time. But who, like, I feel like I've gotten, like, my fierceness back. Like, I mean, I'm a Leo. Like, I, like, love to be in the spotlight. I love to be looked at. I love to feel other people's desire for me, which I never would have loved to feel in the past. I used to find be very uncomfortable by that, with that. And now it's like, I'm okay with the fact that I feel desire for people, for things, for places, for foods, for experiences, and that I can like really be in them fully, like all juicy and getting it all, all of that. But I think what it, like, I don't feel like I waver at the core of who I am anymore. Like, I feel connected to that core, and I can be, you know, I can be painter, singer, coach, yoga teacher, artist, traveler, you know, first class backpacker. I can be all of these things, and the core of who I am doesn't change.
Beautiful. Oh, I love it. I love it so much. It's amazing. Like, when I think back to when you and I first started working together, to who you are now, where you're at now, the kind of work you're doing, the kind of people and opportunities you're attracting, the kind of energy you're exuding. I mean, I just saw you recently. I'm just like blown away. And like, when I think about it, I don't think that for you, like when we first started working together, you were this totally different person. And now you're this completely different person. I actually see you. I see you as the same Kate, just more amplified. Just more connected and more open and more free. And it was so beautiful to watch that happen on like a daily session by session basis. And here you are now. I mean, it's amazing. It's so good. It's so good. Oh, I'm so happy for you. And I really appreciate you, you know, kind of going in depth about what your journey was and how this has been for you, and talking very intimately about that. These are things that people don't really discuss. We don't really have discussions around our struggles about sex and our bodies. And, you know, I mean, we don't hear them enough. And so I thank you for being willing to like share snippets of your story.
Thank you. I just feel like what you just said and what I just like, what I said, like, that's the essence of it, right? Like, becoming sexually liberated, like, yeah, great sex happens, more amazingness happens in life, but it's like, it's a liberation of yourself. And that's what I feel like I received, and I'm becoming more and more of it every single day. And it's pretty much, for lack of better terms, the best thing ever.
Oh, it is the best thing ever. It's so good. It's so good.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.